roller skating to disco music originated as a fad in the 1970s, peaked in the 1980s, and while there are still places to get your roll on, the craze has pretty much come and gone. In New Hampshire, there's just one roller disco venue left. It isn't very popular anymore, but when the owner recently said he was thinking about closing, people got kind of sad. That's because in its heyday, dancing on skates was more than just a roll around the rink. New Hampshire Public Radio's Britta Green reports.
Great View Roller Rink is located in the small town of Enfield, New Hampshire. It's an ugly box of a building near the bottom of a hill. It's actually hard to believe the place is still in business. Sometimes there's just a couple of cars sitting in the parking lot. But in its heyday, in the 70s and 80s, the rink was a completely different scene.
Oh, wow. It was like almost bumper-to-bumper people.
It was always so packed.
I mean, I've got, what, 600-700 people on my Facebook page, and the majority of them I met at roller skating.
You know, you'd have a 7-year-old grandmother out there roller skating, and...
And those who weren't, they were at table just talking.
It wasn't just something to do in a place with not much else going on. It was the spot to be for miles and miles around. And there was romance, too. Kids sneaking in their first hand-holding, their first kiss...
So it was like a dating service at the same time.
My future wife, it was her first time skating. This year will mark our 37th anniversary.
It was freedom. It was amazing. It was.
Here we go, opening this skate bag.
This is Debbie DeHavens. Her dad, Al DeHavens, built the rink in 1977.
Now, I have not had these skates on since Ronald Reagan was president.
She says her dad, Al, moved to New Hampshire from New York City as a young man and was struck by how rural it was, how little there was to do. Somehow, he got the idea to start a roller rink. At first, he bought a place in a different town. It was old and cramped with a rough wood floor. But he got people to come over and played, among other things, calliope, that old-timey circus music.
Well, I think it was something that he brought with him from the city. I always wondered if he was involved in vaudeville or the circus or what, but he just seemed to really like that calliope music.
It might sound odd, but Debbie says it took off.
So many people wanted to skate that the nights we were open, there were too many people on the skate floor at one time.
In fact, it was so popular, Al decided to build a new, much larger rink in Enfield, a neighboring town. Opening day, Debbie can still remember. There was a huge crowd. She has a photo of her dad from that night. He's wearing black skates with white wheels.
With the mirror ball, you know, the disco mirror ball going, and he had black lights, and he had the blinking red lights across all of the roof beams, and... It was very impressive to see not only the floor be christened by my father, but also just the whole visual. I was very proud. Very proud of him.
And that's how it started, the golden age. They had themed nights over the course of the week. Wednesday was disco night. That was a hit. But they also introduced some country music, and they'd play rock and roll, too, on the weekends. At one point, Al pulled Debbie aside, told her he had a private booking coming in, but she couldn't tell anyone who it was. Turned out it was Aerosmith, like the actual band, one of Debbie's favorites at the time. A couple members of the group spent their childhood summers nearby at a popular lake area. Now, near the height of their fame, they wanted to spend a private evening roller skating at the rink. Debbie couldn't believe it. She got to work making mixtapes for them to skate to. A couple of different options, some with their own songs and some without. They arrived and she went out on the rink to skate with them, but immediately fell right on her butt.
And the band came and picked me up, which I thought was just so ironic. But we had a wonderful night. They flipped and flopped around, but for the most part, they did pretty good. And they had a great time. And we had a great time watching them. And that's a memory that I'll always cherish.
But by the mid to late 80s, she says, her dad was ready to retire. He sold the rink to a man named Peter Martin, who's overseen its fading years.
We tried to continue building it up, but then the world turned differently, and you ended up with soccer moms and kids brought everywhere. to do everything but roller skate.
On Friday and Saturday nights, he says they're now averaging only about 30 people out on the skate floor. He tried to sell, but it didn't happen. So now he's reconsidering, throwing around other ideas. Maybe with so many people nostalgic about the rink closing, he can convince them to buy annual memberships that would secure the money to keep it open. It's possible this could work, but it's hard to imagine. Times have changed. For now, thousands of skates sit largely in storage on the old shelves. The disco ball still spins, but it's nothing like the glory years. So the magic of the roller rink, it'll likely live on as it has, in people's memories, rather than out on the floor. For Here and Now, I'm Brita Green.